K, GGF, Kyle High in studio with you, and also with me in studio from USD 445, the Coffeyville Public Schools, we have Dr. Craig Correll and also Jennifer Foraker. Guys, how are you doing this morning?
Good. Good morning.
Doing great. Good morning.
All right. Well, one of the things we do want to talk about, and of course it is a big issue that's going about, is the bond issue, the bond vote coming up on Tuesday. Lots of things on it. Let's just kind of go over each item, what is in the bond vote on.
Well, I think one of the most important things that we want to make sure that folks are aware of when they go into the voting booth on November 5th, is right now the bond has been divided into two questions. The first question is the $19.8 million option, and that is to really renovate the guts of the Field Kinley and Roosevelt campus. It also touches on Community Elementary School and the Early Learning Center, but primarily that is going to be, the focus is going to be on the high school and junior high campus. We're looking at century-old buildings that need a lot of updates and a lot of renovations. And we're looking at updating the mechanical, the electrical, the plumbing in those buildings. There's also a few changes that we're going to add on that. The question two is going to be the addition of the FEMA-approved storm shelter / gym classroom. One of the things that we want to make sure that folks are aware of is question two is contingent upon question one. Question two will not pass. That shelter will not be built if question one is not approved by the community.
So question one, if question one fails, question two doesn't even matter at that point.
That is correct.
Okay, so and you're talking about are they talking about renovating? If question one passes, question one can't pass, but question two could also fail though.
Correct. We could also do just question one and pass that.
Okay. So what is in second part of that? You said is it a gymnasium? Is it a renovation or
that would be a new addition? Question two is a new addition. It would be located behind the current food service center, and it would be a gym that would be used for whatever functions we need a gym for.
Right.
But it would also be a FEMA-approved storm shelter, because currently there are no sheltering places that are safe for our students and staff over there. That would be used exclusively for staff and students during the school day, but it would be a community shelter any other time.
And that's a good thing to have, most definitely, because where I came from Oklahoma, near the Moore area, and
correct,
their schools now, every school now has a storm shelter or a safe room, because, you know, obviously what's happened, unfortunately, in the Moore areas, and, you know, it could happen anywhere. So,
right.
That's a very good point. We have shelters currently at the elementary school and at our early learning center, and our secondary campus is the only school in town that we do not have shelter for our students and our staff.
So, yeah, it's very important to keep those students safe, especially during when it gets to the interesting area where the springtime is coming along. Guys, you said what all's in the first part of the bill?
In question one, that includes renovating the guts of the building, the mechanical, okay, the electrical, plumbing. We're dealing with century-old buildings with century-old plumbing. So there's issues that have come up, and we're not sure how much longer these facilities will be viable options, cost-wise, financially. The other options that we're looking at in there, we are out of ADA compliance is an issue in our buildings. There are a lot of areas in Field Kinley and Roosevelt that are not ADA accessible. We've got classrooms that kids who have mobility issues cannot get to. Mm. When that's the case, we have to relocate the entire classroom to a different area.
And you said talking about gutting the build, basically gutting the guts. Are you talking about gutting the building pretty much?
It's not gutting to the point like we did at City Hall here in Coffeyville, but it is a full remodel of all of our classrooms and hallways in both the middle school and the hallway. And when Jennifer mentions the maintenance, the plumbing side of things, this is the original plumbing. So it is going on 100 years old. So we'll be tearing the walls out and replacing all of that plumbing inside the walls. We've had structural engineers come in and tell us the bones of this building are viable. They're good. They'll last, you know, well into another 50, possibly 100 years. We need to fix what's there now so we can make sure our students have what they need and the community has what they want, because our community has told us time and time again, we don't want new buildings. We want to keep Roosevelt Middle School and Phil Kinley Memorial High School. So we need to do what we need to do now to ensure the viability of those buildings.
And I agree with you on that, because you look at the exteriors of the buildings. The exterior of the buildings, you don't see buildings like that hardly anymore. They're absolutely beautiful buildings. If the bond issue passes and they start working on the buildings, will the students be relocated somewhere while they're working on the buildings, or would it be done like while the students are still in the building?
We can't wait to start having those conversations. Yeah, we've just been preliminary at this point. We would look at staging. We're working with Crossland Construction on this issue as our construction manager at risk. We would try to do the bulk of the work in the summers, what we can do, that the work we can do that the students won't be there, and then we'll stage that throughout. So we'll be able to do some of the work with students there. It'll be a couple of years of shifting students around, and some classrooms might have to change, you know, a time or two throughout the year. But, you know, they've ensured us we can get this done. And their plans are still hopeful that if we pass this in November, we would be starting school in 2022 with the majority of this work all completed.
So it'd take about around 2 years
A little under 2 years. They're still looking at 16 to 18 months to have the majority completed.
And that'd be fantastic. And again, you get it done during the summer when the kids aren't in, they can get a lot of work done then. Obviously, if you're doing some renovation while the kids are still there, it takes a little bit longer because obviously you got kids there. It's a lot harder to work on.
It's a little hectic, but it'll be a good problem to have.
Absolutely. And the community will be a lot better for it if it passes. Again, that is the bond issue. That's going to be on Tuesday. We want to make sure you get that out there. Make sure you vote on it, and there's also other things on the ballot as well. Make sure you vote on that as well. We had the forum this past earlier this week, talking to you about the USD school board. So a lot of things on the ballot this week. So just want to make sure people get out and vote and are well informed about it.
That's right. If anybody has questions, they can feel free to call me, email me, stop by the board office. We also have a website that is cvilleschools.com/bond. So cvilleschools.com/bond has all the information. Anytime we've had public meetings or people call with questions, we take those questions and we put them on the website. So there's pictures of our facilities, there's some video tours, and there's a frequently asked questions section that really has a lot of information. We just want to make sure that when all of our patrons go to the polls, that they have all the information they need to make an informed decision.
And has all the information about what would be done to the school if one or both passes.
That's right, because there's some misinformation out there circulating right now, and we want to make sure people have the correct information.
Absolutely. So again, Dr. Craig Correll and Jennifer Forwerker from USD 445 Coffeyville Public Schools. Guys, I thank you very much for coming in today. It was great to talk to you, and again, the bond is next Tuesday, so get out there and vote.
Thank you.
Coming in, guys. We really do appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have open line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.